சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 148 விஷுத்த புத்தி பரமாத்ம வேதனம் தேனைவ சம்சார சமூல நாசஹ சங்கராச்சாரிய எஸ்டாப்ளிஷிங் திஸ் அஜ்ஞான நாசஹ மீன்ஸ் த டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் த டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஹுச் இஸ் காஸ்டு பை ரஜோகுண அண்ட் தமோகுண Atma Ajnana, which is caused by Rajoguna, Tamoguna, that which is leads to Vikshepa Shakti and Avarana Shakti. First Avarana, then Vikshepa, veiling power due to Tamoguna. Due to Rajoguna, projection, Vikshepa Shakti. These two jobs done by Maya. Moola Prakriti Maya, when it is dominated by Rajoguna and Tamoguna, that which leads to Avarana and Vikshepa, then it leads to Vibhrama, Atma Anatma Adhyasa. Superimposition of anatma on the atma. In other words, superimposition of unreal mithya vastu on the real atma nitya vastu. Superimposition of unreal mithya bhranti superimposing on Atma which is Nityam, Satyam, that is called Adhyasa. This Adhyasa is called self-ignorance. This self-ignorance is called Atma Ajnanam, which Atma Ajnanam is cause for sorrow. Clear? ரொம்ப கிளியராக இருக்கு சுவாமி. என்ன சம்சாரா இஸ் கிளியர். நவ் சங்கராச்சாரிய டெல்லிங் வாட் இஸ் தட் சம்சார சமூல நாசன். இன் ஒன் கிளாஸ் வென் ஐ செட் சம்சார நாசன் ஷீ ரைஸ் ஹர் ஐப்ரோஸ். வை சம்சார நாச? சம்சாரம்னா குடும்பம். என்னோட சம்சாரம்னு சொல்கிறேன் இல்லையா தமிழில், ஹஸ்பண்ட் இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் இஸ் வைஃப், என்னோட சம்சாரம். அது பழகி பழகி சம்சார நாசனம்னு சொல்லணும்னே ஷி லுக் அட் மீ. எத்தனை வாட் இஸ் ஷி இஸ் கம்மிங் ஃப்ரம் லாங் டைம். ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் வாட் இஸ் சம்சார ஆல்சோ. ஸ்டில் ஓரியன்டேஷன் தட் ஈஸ் தேர். ஸோ சம்சார சமூல நாசன்னா நவ் யூ சி தட் வேர் இட் ஹேஸ் காஸ்ட். ரஜோகுண தமோகுண மூலமாக ஆவரண விக்ஷேபசக்தி துவார அதஸ்மின் தத்புத்தி అనాత్మ ఆత్మని అనాత్మ బుద్ధి, సీయింగ్ ద అనాత్మ అండ్ ద ఆత్మ అండ్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ ద ట్రూ నేచర్, అవర్ దుఃఖ బిగిన్స్. దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సంసార. అంత సంసార సమూల నాశ. సమూల మీన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రూట్, ఇట్స్ రూట్ కాజ్. సమూలం మూలేన సహ, ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ రూట్ కాజ్. మెడిసిన్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ డిసీజ్, ఇఫ్ యు గివ్ పెరిఫెరల్ ఆయింట్మెంట్స్ ఇట్ వోంట్ వర్క్. ఇన్సైడ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ కాజ్ ఫర్ దాట్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ మెడిసిన్ ఫర్ దాట్. సిమిలర్లీ ఆత్మ అజ్ఞానం, వాట్ ఈజ్ ద రూట్ కాజ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యాండిల్, ట్యాకిల్, రిమూవ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై సంసార సమూల నాశ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ తేన ఏవ బై దట్ అలోన్. తేన ఏవ బై దట్ అలోన్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ యూ సీ, శృతి ప్రమాణైక మతే. శృతి ప్రమాణైక, ప్రమాణ ఏక మతే మీన్స్ ఫర్ ద పర్సన్, ద హోల్ వన్ సెంటెన్స్ దట్ ఈస్ శృతి ప్రమాణ ఏక మతే మీన్స్ ఫర్ ద పర్సన్ హూస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ కమిటెడ్ టు ద శృతి యాజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. శృతి ప్రమాణైక మతే మీన్స్ ఫర్ ఎ పర్సన్, ఫర్ ద పర్సన్ హూస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ కమిటెడ్ టు ద శృతి. కమిటెడ్ టు ద శృతి ఫర్ వాట్ పర్పస్? ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ యాజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ కమిటెడ్ ఫర్ ద శృతి. వై? బికాస్ దట్ శృతి గివ్స్ సెల్ఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు మీ. అది శృతి ప్రమాణ ఏకమతేహేన. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ స్వధర్మ, దట్ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ కమిటెడ్ టు వన్స్ ఓన్ ధర్మ. వన్స్ ఓన్ ధర్మ మీన్స్ వాట్? హిజ్ ఓన్ ఆశ్రమ ధర్మ, బ్రహ్మచర్య, గృహస్థ, వానప్రస్థ. ఎంత ఆశ్రమంలో ఇరుకానో అప్పో అంద ధర్మం, అంద డ్యూటీ, అండ్ రిలీజియస్ లైఫ్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ఫాలో. వర్ణ ధర్మ ఆల్సో, బ్రాహ్మణ బ్రాహ్మణ కర్మ, క్షత్రియనాయిరుందా క్షత్రియ కర్మ, వైశ్యనాయిరుందా వైశ్య కర్మ, శూద్రనాయిరుంద శూద్ర కర్మ. దే హ్యావ్ టు డూ దేర్ ఓన్ డ్యూటీస్. వర్ణధర్మ ఆశ్రమధర్మ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ స్వధర్మ. వాట్ ఆర్ ద పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్? యూ నో తయాన్, బై దట్ అలోన్ అని అర్థం. ఏవ అలోన్ అస్య తయా ఏవ ఇన్ సెకండ్ లైన్ తయైవ హి సెడ్, తయైవ మీన్స్ తయా ఏవ ఆత్మ విశుద్ధి హి అస్య, ద ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ by the swadharma. He can purify his mind by shastra pathanam, also he can purify the mind. Asya, for him atma vishuddhi, purification of the mind. Atma means here, once the vishuddhi comes, what we have to take atma as mind. Yena original atma ki you need not purify. Why? ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవర్ ప్యూర్, నిత్యశుద్ధ ఆత్మస్వరూపం. సో వెన్ ఎవర్ ద విశుద్ధి, ద వర్డ్ కమ్స్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఆత్మ, ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఆత్మ యాజ్ మైండ్, అంతఃకరణం. క్లియర్? సో విశుద్ధ ఆత్మ, ఆత్మవిశుద్ధి, ఆత్మవిశుద్ధి, మెంటల్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ బై విశుద్ధ బుద్ధే. విశుద్ధ బుద్ధి మీన్స్ ఫర్ వన్ హూజ్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్. నౌ సి థర్డ్ లైన్ కూడా మైండ్ ప్యూరిఫై అయితే, సెకండ్ లైన్లో ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ సాధన, థర్డ్ లైన్ శంకరాచార్య విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ హోప్ దిస్ పర్సన్ విల్ గెట్ షార్ట్లీ అంతఃకరణ శుద్ధి అని చెప్పి థర్డ్ లైన్ such a person whose mind is purified, Vishuddha Buddhehe. For that intellect whose mind is purified, Paramatma Vedanam. Paramatma Vedanam, the recognition of Paramatma. Vedana means recognition. Vid dhatu, vid means to know. Vedanam. Paramatma Vedanam, the recognition of Paramatma takes place. But by that Paramatma Jnanam only, tena eva samsara samula nashaha. Clear? Shruti Pramana, Swadharma, Acharana, by that Chitta Shuddhi. Once Chitta Shuddhi comes, whose intellect will be subtle, and for that person, this is possible. Paramatma Vedanam. Paramatma Vedanam is self-knowledge. Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnanam is equal to samsara samula nashaha. Or Atma Ajnana nashaha. Atma Ajnana will be removed by Atma Jnanam. Atma Ajnana is samsara. Samsara samula nasha is possible by Atma Jnanam. Sorry. Now I am going to take very technical portion, very important portion. You have to bear with me. You have to study. So be ready. This Atma Anatma Vibhramaha is compared to a beautiful example. There is a sloka. I go with very slowly, you have to note. Asare khalu samsare lalapalanam eva angushte. Asare khalu samsare. Asaram anna theriyum. Samsara rahitam is called asaram. Essenceless. Asare means essenceless. Asare. What is essenceless? Khalu samsara, indeed this samsara. This world, ephemeral world. Asare khalu samsare. Second line, lalapanam iva angushte. Lalapanam iva angushte. The child keeps the thumb in the mouth. Angushtamana thumb. And the thumb keeps in the mouth, go on thinking milk is coming from the finger. Lala palanam angushte. Epadi? Balanam stanya vibhramaha. Balanam stanya vibhramaha. Bala means a child, baby. Baby deluded. This angushta, I am drinking milk from my mother. Stanyam. Stanyapana means I am getting this milk from my mother. Baby thinks. When? In this angushta vayila vichittu. Lalapanam iva angushte balanam stanyavibhramaha. Next last line, atma anatma vibhramaha. Namudaya atma anatma delusion eppadi irukkena. Atma anatma vibhrama. Kolanda eppadi angushtam vaayila vechittu paal amma nindu varadha nenikiraano adhe maadhiri is ajnani is also whatever ananda they are getting here, they are thinking it is coming from them only, really coming it is from Brahman. Atma anatma vibhrama. Amma nenichitane vibhraman dane adhe. அதே மாதிரி நம்ம இந்த ஆத்ம மேல இந்த அனாத்ம விப்ரம குழந்ததான் நம்ம கூட அந்த அஜ்ஞானம் இருக்கிறவர். சரி, இந்த ஸ்ருதி பிரமாண ஏகமதே, இந்த வேர்ட் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு எலாபரேட். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். ஃபஸ்ட் டைம் விவேக சூடாமணி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி வெரி keen to understand now. Shruti Pramana Ekamate means here, Moola Ajnanam Nasha Anshunar Shankaracharya. Samsara Samoola Nashana. Samsara Samoola Nasha means Moola Ajnanam. Ignorance. This ignorance belongs to whom? Suppose a question comes, ignorance belongs to whom? Avidya, ignorance, belong to whom? Shankaracharya says, prashtuhu. The ignorance belongs only to the questioner. Prashtuhu means the one who asks. One who asks, to him only this ignorance belongs. If I ask, where is ignorance? Enge irukke ignorance anna? The one who is asking, avanukitta da irukke ignorance. Therefore, the prashtuhu, yena, reasons are there. Why this ignorance belong to that person who is asking? Vera edathila irukka mudiyadhu, adhu solra irippo. It cannot be in different place. This ignorance cannot be in other place other than that person, one who is having. Why? Where it cannot be? No? We have to see. First, number one, avidya cannot be known by perception. This avidya, ignorance, cannot be known by pratyakshama paaka mudiyad. Ignorance or agadathil irukke ange paaka mudiyumana pratyakshama directly you cannot see that. Number one. Reason number one, to establish this ajnana belong to this person only. Not only that, he only knows, she only knows, nobody knows. The possessor of ignorance only knows. Ignorance is with him only or with her only. Nobody knows. So perception, it is not available, number one. Number two, avidya cannot be known by inference. Inference na postulation, anumana. Sorry, anumana illa, idu vandu arthapatti ennu solluvom, called arthapatti, presumption. Presumption, you cannot presume where somewhere it is there. Presume in a supposition. This supposition comes under arthaparthi. Don't get confused, okay? Pratyaksha, anumana, upamana, arthapatti, it comes in that order. So you take anumana now. Inference, when you can doubt anything. If you have seen before, idu paamba irukkalamo ani doubt eppo varum? Paamba munnadi paathadhaan idu doubt varum. So without pratyaksha, you can never get a doubt. Inference is not possible. Clear? So therefore, once you have negated the pratyaksha, pratyaksha me illadam bodu, anumanam eppadi sadhyam aagum? Illaya? Without the perception knowledge, you cannot doubt anything. So anumana is also negated. Avidya, you cannot know, or ignorance, you cannot know by inference. இப்படி இருக்கலாமோ அப்படி இருக்கலாமோ அனு சொல்ல முடியாது. This is anumana. Then upamana. Avidya cannot be known by upamana means comparison. Because when you do comparison, when there are two things, comparison. To compare, you require two. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సెకండ్ అవిద్య టు కంపేర్. అవిద్య ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్, సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈజ్ వన్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, సెకండ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. క్లియర్? దీస్ ఆర్ లిటిల్ సటిల్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్లోలీ గ్రాస్ప్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సెకండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, ఓన్లీ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ వన్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ బై కంపేరింగ్ విత్ దట్ దిస్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ యూ కెనాట్ నో. ఏమన్నా దెర్ ఇస్ నో సెకండ్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ టు కంపేర్. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఉపమాన. దట్ ఈస్ వై వి సే అవిద్య కెనాట్ బి నోన్ త్రూ ఉపమాన, బికాస్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో అదర్ థింగ్ లైక్ అవిద్య. నోట్ పండికొంగో, యూ కెన్ డ్వెల్ అపాన్ దట్ లేటర్, సో దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు కాంటెంప్లేట్. దట్ ఈస్ బికాస్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో అదర్ థింగ్ టు కంపేర్. దట్ ఈస్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ అవిద్య టు కంపేర్, దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ కెనాట్ నో. దెన్ ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఈస్ అనుమాన. అనుమాన చెందుటాను లేదు, అర్థాపత్తి. అర్థాపత్తి, అర్థాపత్తి మీన్స్ ప్రిజంప్షన్. రిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ ఓవర్. ఆర్డర్ ఎన్న చున్నాను, ప్రత్యక్ష, అనుమాన, ఉపమాన, అర్థాపత్తి. ఇది ద ఆర్డర్. ఓకే, ఇట్ ఇస్ క్లియర్. ప్రత్యక్ష పర్సెప్షన్, డైరెక్ట్ పర్సెప్షన్, అనుమాన, ఇన్ఫరెన్స్, ఉపమాన, కంపారిజన్. ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఈజ్ అర్థాపత్తి. ఇది ప్రిజంప్షన్, సపోజిషన్. అర్థాపత్తి, సపోజిషన్, ప్రిజంప్షన్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ హ్యాపెన్, సపోజ్ యూ సీ వాటర్ ఆన్ ద రోడ్, ఇమీడియట్లీ వాట్ యూ ప్రెజ్యూమ్, ఎస్టర్డే దేర్ మే బి రెయిన్. అదిదాం ఇది తన్నీరుకు. అప్పుడు ప్రెజ్యూమ్ పండ్లాం, అప్పుడు పండ్రదుకి ఛాన్సెస్ ఇలా. సో అవిద్య యూ కెనాట్ ప్రెజ్యూమ్, యూ కెనాట్, అజంప్షన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. అది అర్థాపత్తి. ఉపనిషత్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్, బట్ సమ్ అదర్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ గెట్, బికాస్ శృతి ప్రమాణ ఈజ్ బిగినింగ్ హియర్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బేసిక్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వేగ్ ఫస్ట్ టైం, డోంట్ వర్రీ, లేటర్ గో ఆన్ లిసనింగ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ క్లారిటీ, బికాస్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ టెక్నికల్ టెక్స్చువల్ ఇన్ వేదాంత టర్మ్స్. దెన్ అనదర్ వన్ ఈజ్ అనుపలబ్ధి. అనుపలబ్ధి, అనుపలబ్ధి ఈజ్ దట్ ఏ ప్రమాణ గివింగ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏ థింగ్. Giving the knowledge of an absence of a thing. Upalabdhi means availability. Na upalabdhi, not available. That is called absence. An upalabdhi. Suppose here there is no chair. Here there is no chair. Right side of me, no chair. There is no chair, that is knowledge. I know there is no chair. Chair anupalabdhi jnana. Puriyunda? Chair ille ani enakku theriyum. Jnanam thane adu. Adu kuda jnanam thane. Enna jnanam? Chair ille, absence of the chair knowledge is called anupalabdhi. అదే మాదిరి యూ కెనాట్ నో దిస్ అవిద్య, సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, త్రూ ఇట్స్ యాబ్సెన్స్. ఇరుకే యాబ్సెన్స్ మూలం ఎప్పుడు తెలియక ముడియం, అజ్ఞానం ఇరుకని తెలియదు స్వామిని అన్న. సో వన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో ఐఎమ్ ఫేసింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్, సో ఐ కెనాట్ సే అనుపలబ్ధి. ఐ కెనాట్ నో త్రూ అనుపలబ్ధి, ఐ కెనాట్ నో త్రూ అర్థాపత్తి, I cannot know through upamana, I cannot know through anumana, I cannot know through pratyaksha. So all pramanams final శబ్ద ప్రమాణం ఆల్సో కెనాట్ త్రూ, యు కెనాట్ నో అవిద్య త్రూ శబ్ద ప్రమాణం. శబ్ద ప్రమాణ అవిద్య కెనాట్ బి అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ శబ్ద ప్రమాణం వర్డ్స్. శబ్ద ప్రమాణం మీన్స్ వర్డ్స్ ఆల్సో. ఇది వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. అవిద్య కెనాట్ బి నోన్ త్రూ శాస్త్ర. ప్రియుడే, ఎప్పుడైనా వై శబ్ద ప్రమాణ ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ షోయింగ్ ది పురుషార్థ మోక్ష. శబ్ద ప్రమాణ వేద ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ షోయింగ్ ధర్మ అర్థ కామ మోక్ష. ధర్మం ఎప్పటి, అర్థం ఎప్పటి, కామం ఎప్పటి, మోక్షం ఎప్పటి, ఇదెల్లాం చొల్లిరిక. నాట్ అబౌట్ అవిద్య. అవిద్య ఎప్పటి అని చొల్లనమ్మా, నా ఎవ్రీబడి నోస్. ద పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యావింగ్. వేద నీడ్ నాట్ టాక్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ త్రూ ద శబ్ద ప్రమాణ ఆల్సో యూ కెనాట్ నో ద అవిద్య సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. దట్ ఈస్ వై డిఫికల్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ వై డిఫికల్ట్. వేర్ ఈజ్ ఇట్స్ రూట్, హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ అనేది యారికమే తెలియదు. అన్లెస్ యూ స్టడీ శాస్త్ర ఫర్ ఎ లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ యూ కెనాట్ నో యువర్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద పాయింట్. నౌ శృతి శబ్ద ప్రమాణ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ సంథింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ హితం. వాట్ ఫర్ శబ్ద ప్రమాణ దెన్? యు కెనాట్ నో అబౌట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అవిద్య. ఇగ్నరెన్స్ యు కెనాట్ నో ద శాస్త్ర. దెన్ వాట్ ఫర్ శాస్త్ర? అన్న శాస్త్ర ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ సంథింగ్ హుచ్ ఈజ్ హితం ఫర్ యూ, హుచ్ ఈజ్ గుడ్ ఫర్ యూ. హితం అన్న గుడ్. Good for you. Shastra is going to talk and showing that hitam, how it works. That is the job of Shastra. Beneficial to you. Enandi ipa avidya patti Shastra eda pesu namakenna benefit? Avidya ipdi irukum apdi irukum solla mudiyadhu first thing. If it is there any hitam for us? So there is no point of talking there. So this is one aspect of expression. Understand? Now the next, this Mimamsaka, Mimamsaka Shastram analysis, they present how Shastra works. Tatparya, the purport is very, very important. Tatparya means purport. Purport. Here only you have to be very, very vigilant. I am going to go very technical. Mimamsaka person gives an example, one sentence he takes. How Shastra helps anadukku darshtantathi povaradhukku munnadi he gives one drishtanta. How a tatparya, a purport you can derive in. There are two sentences now I am going to tell how Mimamsaka uses a word sentence. So rodit saha rodit, he wept. Idu or sentence. Saha rodit means he wept. This meaning, he wept, this meaning, if I understand, he wept. By knowing this, are you going to get any benefit? You all heard this word, saha rodit. This is a sentence. Is it useful for your life? Tell me. It is not useful. There is no tatparya in that. What is not useful, why I have to? There means there is no tatparya. That means saha rodit means he wept, means there must be some other sentence to bring the complete meaning to this. There is another important sentence. Barhirshi rajatam na deyam. பர்ஹிர்ஷி ரஜதம் ந தேயம் சோ ரோதித். பர்ஹிர்ஷி மீன்ஸ் ரிச்சுவல், யாகா ஆர் யஜ்ஞா, எனி ரிச்சுவல். ரஜதம் மீன்ஸ் சில்வர், சில்வர். ந தேயம், ஷுட் நாட் பி கிவன். சோ ரோதித் பர்ஹி ரிஷி ரஜதம் ந தேயம். வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் திஸ் நோ? இட் சேஸ் யூ ஷுட் நாட் கிவ் சில்வர் காயின்ஸ் ஆஸ் எ தானம் இன் த எனி யாகா ஹோமா ஆர் எனி ரிச்சுவல். சில்வர் காயின் யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு கிவ் வைல் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் எனி அக்னிஹோத்ரா ஆர் எனி திங் யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு கிவ். வை? சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் அக்னி பகவான், அக்னி பகவான் டியர்ஸ் கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு சில்வர் காயின்ஸ். அக்னி பகவான், அக்னி தேவதா டியர்ஸ் வென் ஹி வெப்ட் தே கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு சில்வர் காயின்ஸ். ஸ்டில் யூ ஆர் ஹேவிங் ஆகாங்ஷா. அதுக்கப்புறம் என்ன என்ன எதுக்காக இந்த ஸ்டோரி எல்லாம் சுவாமினி என்ன? அது மாதிரி ஹூ எவர் கிவ்ஸ் சில்வர் காயின்ஸ் தே வில் ஆல்சோ வீப். அதுதான், ஹூ எவர் கிவ்ஸ் சில்வர் காயின்ஸ் அஸ் எ தானம் தே ஆல்சோ வில் கிரைன். தட் இஸ் வை ஜுவல் ஷாப்ஸ், கோல்ட் ஷாப்ஸ் ஆர் இன்க்ரீசிங். கோல்ட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஸ்வர்ண தானம் இஸ் ரஜத தானம் எக்கடா சொல்லலை, ஸ்வர்ணதானம் தான் சொல்லியிருக்கான். இதெல்லாம் கர்மகாண்டில் வர இதெல்லாம் மீனிங். ஓகே, ஸோ சோ ரோதித் அல்லது அங்க சென்டென்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் த மெயின் சென்டென்ஸ் பலம் ஹியர்னா, பர்ஹிர்ஷி இந்த ரிச்சுவல் ரஜதம் ந தேயம், தேர் ஃபோர் யூ டோன்ட் கிவ் சில்வர் காயின்ஸ். இஃப் யூ கிவ் தட் பர்சன், ஏ பர்சன் ஹூ கிவ்ஸ் ஹீ வில் ஆல்சோ get problems in the, he has to cry in the life. அப்ப ஃபலவத், there is a phalam. சோ ரோதித், there is no phalam. இப்ப செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ்ல தெரிஞ்சிக்கனால நமக்கு phalam இருக்கு. என்ன பிரயோஜனம்? நான் கூட ரஜதம் தானம் பண்ண மாட்டேன், பண்ணினா நான் அழைய வேண்டியதா இருக்கும், அதனால பண்ண மாட்டேன். பிரயோஜனம் இருக்கா இல்லையா? பிரயோஜனம் இருக்கு. அது மாதிரி ஓகே, நவ் சீ த தாத்பரிய. இந்த சோரோதியத்தில் தெர் இஸ் நோ தாத்பரியா. பர்ஹிர்ஷி ரஜத்தம் ந தேயம் தெர் இஸ் அ தாத்பரியா. ஸோ த தாத்பரியா டு டிரைவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ இன் டு இட்ஸ் டெப்த் மீனிங். இப்போ இவ்வளோ சொன்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் தானே தாத்பரியம் புரியறது. தட் இஸ் பர்போர்ட். தட் இஸ் வை சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் இந்த சென்டென்ஸ், இந்த உதாரணக்கெல்லாம் ஒரே ஒரு சென்டென்ஸ். ஏன் இப்படி எல்லாம் சொல்லணும்னா, சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் பலவத்து சந்நிதௌ அபலம் தது அங்கா. யூ ஹாவ் டு பேர் வித் மீ. ஓகே, வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங், யூ கேன் லேர்ன் ஸ்லோலி. பலவத்து சந்நிதௌ, பலவத்து சந்நிதௌ மீன்ஸ் நியர் தட் ஹுச் கிவ்ஸ் ஃபலம். பர்ஹிர்ஷி ரஜத்தம் ந தேயம் தட் இஸ் பலவத் சந்நிதௌ. அஃபலம் தது அங்காக, அஃபலம் என்ன? சோ ரோதித், தெர் இட் இஸ் நோ ஃபலம் ஃபர் அஸ், தெர் இஸ் நோ ஃபலம், தெர் இஸ் நோ யூஸ் ஃபர் அஸ். சோ ரோதித் அஃபலம், அஃபலம் தது அங்காக. ஏதேதே யூஸ்லெஸ்ஸாக ஒரு இருக்குமோ, ஒரு ஃபலவத் சந்நிதோ பரிஹிர்ஷி ரஜத்தம் நதேயம் ஃபலவத், அதுக்கு நியராக என்ன இருக்க? சோ ரோதித். இந்த சோ ரோதித் ஹுச் இஸ் அஃபலம், which won't have phalam, that angaha, this is called angaha, that is which is with who, which sentence it connects, that is phalavat. Now come to the next. In the example alla edukena adu madri shastra statements for gnanam also phalavat அர்த்தபோத ஜனகம், ஜனகத்துவம். இப்போ நமக்கு என்ன மோக்ஷம், மோக்ஷ பலம் யூ வாண்ட், இந்த மோக்ஷ ஃபலம்னு அர்த்தவத் ஃபலவத் அர்த்த ஜனகத்வம். ஃபலம் இருக்கணும், அந்த இட் ஹேஸ் டு கிரியேட் அர்த்த, இட் ஹேஸ் ஷுட் கிவ் அர்த்த இன் தட் ஃபலவத் அர்த்த ஜனகத்வம். ஐ வில் டிரான்ஸ்லேட் திஸ். ஃபலவத் அர்த்த ஜனகத்வம் மீன்ஸ் நவ் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் மீமாம்சா. சாஸ்திரம்னு லிட்டில் பிட் தர்க்கா யூ ஷுட் நோ, லிட்டில் பிட் மீமாம்சா யூ ஷுட் நோ, லிட்டில் பிட் வியாக்கரணம் யூ ஷுட் நோ. அப்போதான் இதெல்லாம் சாஸ்திரம், யூ கேன் டிரைவ் தட் எக்ஸாக்ட் தாத்பரியம். த மீனிங் ஆஃப் ஃபலவத் அர்த்த ஜனகத்வம் இஸ் ஸ்ருதி ஷுட் ரிவீல், ஸ்ருதி ஷுட் ரிவீல். அந்த ஸ்லோக்கல்ல கிடையாது, இதெல்லாம் ஸ்லோக்கல்ல பார்க்காதுங்க. ஓகே, ஸ்ருதி ஷுட் ரிவீல் ஏ மீனிங் ஹுச் இஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல். ஸ்ருதி ஷுட் ரிவீல் ஏ மீனிங் ஹுச் இஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல். அந்த ஃபலவத் அர்த்த ஜனகத்வம். ஜனகத்வம் மீன்ஸ் ரிவீல், யூஸ்ஃபுல் ஃபலவத் அர்த்தன மீனிங். ஸ்ருதி ஷுட் ரிவீல் த மீனிங் ஹுச் இஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல் ஃபார் மீ. நவ் நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட், அனதர் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். நவ் தி பிரமாண ஸ்ருதி பிரமாண ஏகமதே சாஸ்திரா செட் கமிட்டட் டு எ சாஸ்திரான். ஹவு கேன் ஐ கமிட் டு சாஸ்திரா? இதெல்லாம் தெரியணும் கொஞ்சம் அளவுக்கு. வாட் வை பிரமாண ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்ருதி பிரமாணம் எ மீன்ஸ். இதுக்குன்னு நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், பிரமாணஸ்ய பிரமாணஸ்ய அனதிகத, பிரமாணஸ்ய அனதிகத அபாதித அபாதித பிரமாஜனகத்வம். பிரமாஜனகத்வம் பிரமாணஸ்ய அனதிகத அபாதித பிரமாஜனகத்வம். ஐ வில் டிரான்ஸ்லேட் இட். திஸ் மீன்ஸ் எ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், அத பிரமாணஸ்ய எ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் தட் which gives rise to knowledge, which gives rise to knowledge that is not already known. A means of knowledge is that which gives a rise to knowledge that which is not already known, that is called anadhigata. And avadhita ki, and that cannot be negated. A knowledge, it cannot be negated at any time, any place, that is called avadhitam. Prama means knowledge. Janakatva means rise. So the whole, all words came in that meaning sentence, you see. A means of knowledge is that which gives rise to the knowledge that is not already known and that cannot be negated. That is called pramana. That means what? The knowledge which you are going to get through Shastra, it is not already known to you. It is not known to you. Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi, is not known to me. If it is known, I need not come to class. Anadhigatam. Once I know that I am Brahman, it will not go. It will not go. అబాధితం. Through which I am getting this anadhigata, abadhita, unknown knowledge, which is not already known by me, and which cannot be negatable, from which I am getting this knowledge, that is Shastra, that is Pramana, that is Shruti. Na, in the Shruti Pramanaika Mateka, Ivvalirika background. Clear? Now the next. Now we have to see. Here, ignorance is already known. Clear that? Ignorance, I already know ignorance. Physics ignorance I know. Theriyadani theriyum. Theriyada? You know dance ignorance you have. Dance theriyadani theriyuma theriyada ungalku? Chemistry theriyum theriyadani theriyuma theriyada? Theriyadani theriyum. ஆத்மா கூட தெரியாதுன்னு தெரியும். புரியுது? தட் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் மை இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் நோன் டு மீ. ஆத்ம அஜானம் எனக்கு இருக்குன்னு எனக்கு தெரியும். ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஆத்மா. ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஆத்மான்னு எனக்கு தெரியும். புரியுறதா? ஸோ சாஸ்திரா நீட் நாட் ரிவீல். வாட் சாஸ்திரா ரிவீல்ஸ்? அனதிகதம். புரியுறதா கனெக்ஷன்? விச் இஸ் நாட் ஆல்ரெடி நோன், விச் இஸ் நாட் ஆல்ரெடி நோன், ஓன்லி சாஸ்திரா ரிவீல்ஸ். பிகாஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் ஐ நோ, சாஸ்திரா நீட் நாட் டாக் அபவுட் இட், நீட் நாட் ரிவீல் அபவுட் இட். அனதிகதம். செகண்ட் ஸ்டெப் அபாதிதம். ஐ எம் கனெக்டிங் தட் சென்டென்ஸ் நவ் ஹியர். அபாதிதம் மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் கேன் நெவர் பி நெகேட்டட். But avidya is negatable. Ignorance can be removable. Nama English. Removable irukko? Removable. Negatable. Ignorance is negatable or not? Physics ignorance negatable. Chemistry ignorance is negatable. Adu madri. Atma ignorance also negatable. Shruti Pramana knowledge is abadhita knowledge. It is unnegatable knowledge. So therefore, this avidya is negatable. The what Shruti is giving the knowledge is Brahman, Atma Jnanam is not negatable. You cannot remove that. After getting that knowledge, pochi en solla mudiyadhu. ஏன்னா அந்த ஆத்மா நீ தான், யூ ஆர் தட் ஆத்மா. ஸோ அவித்யா இஸ் நெகேட்டபிள். சாஸ்திரா இஸ் கிவிங் த நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் அன்நெகேட்டபிள். ஐ திங்க் ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் இஸ் கிளியர் த சென்டென்ஸ் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் செட். பிரமாணஸ்ய அனதிகத அபாதித பிரமா ஜனகத்வம். தட் இஸ் த சாஸ்திரா ஜாப். இப்படி இந்த அவித்யா ஏன் அதுலக்கு வரலன்னா, சப்தம் மூலமாக, சாஸ்திர சப்தம் மூலமாக தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியாது அவித்யான்னு சொன்ன காரணம் இதுதான். ஃபஸ்ட்டு காரணம் வந்து இட் இஸ் நாட் அனதிகதம். வாட் கண்டிஷன் ஃபஸ்ட்டு? இஃப் இட் இஸ் அன்னோன் டு யூ ஒன்லி சாஸ்திரா டாக்ஸ். பிகாஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் நோன் டு மீ, தேர் ஃபோர் சாஸ்திரா வில் நாட் டாக். கிளியர்? செகண்ட் திங் அபாதிதம். சாஸ்திர டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் தட் திங், தட் நாலேஜ் விச் இஸ் நாட் நெகேட்டபிள். பட் அவித்யா இஸ் நெகேட்டபிள், இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் நெகேட்டபிள் பை ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் சாஸ்திர. தேர் ஃபார் திஸ் அவித்யா வில் நாட் ரிவீல் பை சாஸ்திரா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ரீசன். நவ் தட் இஸ் த ரீசன் வாட் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு கெட். வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு கெட் த நாலேஜ் விச் இஸ் நாட் ஆல்ரெடி நோன் டு அஸ், தட் இஸ் பிரம்மன். Second thing that which is not negatable. Brahman jnana oru vaattu vandachana pove pogad. Ulagathile ellave pogum. Pogumo pogumo na bhayam. Even chemistry knowledge, physics knowledge, after some time you forget. Konja naalukku apparam ella marandidum. Blissfully we ignore, we forget. But Brahma Jnanam, at the age of 90, at the age of 100 also you will not forget. That is abadhitam. Now, are you interested in that anadhigata abadhita jnanam? Vanda continue pannanam class. If you are interested, see how technical it is. Na? This is the tatparya. That is the tatparya. Anadhigata abadhita pramajanakatvam. Therefore, I respect Shastra. Now, to develop that our reverence towards Shastra, why I have to study Shastra? Because of this reason. So therefore, I have to know all these things. Next thing. Now, the next thing. Shastra must talk any one of Purushartha. Karma Kanda talks about Dharma Artha Kama. Karma Kanda means Veda Purva. Veda Anta talks about Jnana Kanda. Moksha Purushartha. That means four Purusharthas handled in the Shastra. So Shastra must talk about Purushartha. So first you study the Purushartha, Dharma, Artha, Kama, nalla padichittu, therinjittu, appuram Moksha Purushartha. Adhigada Shastram venum. Now the next statement, what is this Tatparya? Enamo Tatparyam, Tatparyam ani solraale Swamini. Purpose. Tatparyam is very important. In order to establish Tatparya of the Shastra, in order to establish the Tatparya of the Shastra, we follow Shat Lingas, six Pramanani, Shat Lingas. This is the highest, tough subject. That's why you can tell it in the slokam, very simple. Once you know this, what are those Shat Lingas, six clues? Number one, Upakrama Upasamhara. Upakrama Upasamhara. If you want to know the tatparya of Shastra, tatparya of Shastra, exact meaning of Shastra, you should know what Shastra begins with and what it ends. Upakrama means beginning. Start pannum bodhu enna solluva, end sollum bodhu enna solluva, adhudha tatparya. Through that you can know what is the tatparya of the Shastra. For that Shastra gives so many examples we can take, but one example we will see. Here, Upakrama, Upasamhara. In Chandogya Upanishad, father asks his son. His son went to Gurukula and studied. He came. And father asked, did you ask your teacher, by gaining which knowledge, it is as good as gaining everything? Did you ask that knowledge? What father asked? My dear son, 12 years you have studied. Did you ask your teacher? Have you asked your teacher that gaining which knowledge, it is as good as gaining everything? And the payan is shoulder. Kekala, I have not asked. If my guru knows, he would have taught to me. If my guru knows, avarku theriyadhu adanal sollala nenkan solran. If my guru knows, he would have taught to me. Enna enna ardham? Father says, no, both of us will go and study. And he took the son and he went to study. Adi upakrama. Upanishad tells, Yena vignatam vignatam bhavati. Yena vignanena sarvam vignatam bhavati. Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati. By hearing which everything is heard. By and Shandogina innoru vidhama solluva. What is not thought of can be thought of. Ena amatam matam. What cannot be thought of can be thought of. By knowing which, avignatam vignatam iti. By knowing which, unknown become known. By knowing which, unknown become known. Avignatam vignatam bhavati. These are all upakrama, beginning level. The last la, upasamhara also tells the same thing. By knowing Brahman, it is everything is known. Answer. Upasamhara, conclusion. Appanna anartham, adida tatparyam. Yedi first lo sollirukkaangalo, yedi end lo thirup sollirukkaangalo, adida tatparyam anartham. Yenna sila per enna upanishad pesuradhane theriyadhu. What is the intention of upanishad theriyadhu. So you should know what it is talking beginning, what it is talking end. Adi rendu paathutaane you tally. Oh, andha vishayam da. This is only taught by the Upanishad. That is Brahman. By knowing Brahman, everything is known. That means Brahma Vidya alone is the subject matter of the Upanishad. Clear? By this clue, you will get Tatparya. This is the Tatparya. Knowing the subject matter of Shruti is Brahma Vidya, Atma Vidya. This is Tatparya. You can never go away from the tatparya if you know this clue. Clear? Upakrama upasamhara. Next one, arthavadaha. Arthavadaha means glorification. Glorification means stuti, praise pandrade. Ena avignatam vignatam. By knowing which everything is known. Idu arthavada. Now by knowing Brahman everything is known. By knowing Brahman, you cannot swim. Na Brahma Gnanam theriyum, therefore I will swim manchonna avala kelapadum thanniloki. But enna adu statement na, by knowing which everything is known, chumma glorification. Don't take it literally. If you know this, it is called Tatparya. You can know Tatparya. Arthavada is a glory. For stuti, this is a clue, second clue. Third clue is Abhyasa. Tatparya of the Shruti you can arrive by where the Upanishad is repeating. When you see, many times it repeats, many places. If you focus your mind on that repetition, you will get the Tatparya. Chandogya 6th chapter, Tattvamasi, 9 times it is repeated. You are that Atma Brahman, you are that Atma Brahman. 9 examples, 9 places, it continuously repeat. That is called Abhyasa. That means, wherever there is Abhyasa, repetition on which Shastra is focusing, that is the Tatparya of the Shastra. What is that? Brahman. That is called Abhyasa. Third one. Fourth one, repetition, Tattvamasi 9 times. It is one example I am giving, model. Upapatti. Fourth one. Arthavadaha, Abhyasaha, Upapatti. Upapatti means reasoning. By logic, reasoning also, you can get the Tatparya. What do you mean by reasoning? In the same chapter it says, Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyaha, Mrittika eva satyam. It tells. Nama rupa. Only vacharambhana. It is a verbal pronunciation. Part nama rupa. It is a vikara of clay. Vacharambhanam part. Part form. Vacharambhanam vikara of that. Nama rupa, vacharambhanam, vikaro, namadheyam. What is satyam? Mrittika. Clay alone is satyam. Part, name and form are not satyam. So this is called reasoning. So this nama rupa of jagat is not satyam. இந்த நாம ரூபக்கு அதிஷ்டானமாக எது இருக்கோ அதுதான் சத்தியம். ஸோ உபபத்தி மூலமாக யூ கேன் அரைவ் எட் த தாத்பரிய ஆத்ம அநாத்ம விவேகா. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ரீசனிங். தென் அபூர்வதா. அபூர்வதா மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் வெரி யூனிக், இட் இஸ் நாட் நோன் ஃபார் மீ. அபூர்வமாக இருக்கேன்னு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையோ, என்னப்பா இல்லை அபூர்வமாக இருக்கேன், எங்கே பார்க்கவே இல்லையே. சாஸ்திரா இஸ் கிவிங் அபவுட் த பிரம்மன் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் அபவுட் பிரம்மன். நாட் ஓன்லி தட் அந்த பிரம்மன், நான் தான் சொல்ல போகிறது சாஸ்திரம் டாக்கிங், யூ ஆர் தட் பிரம்மன். புதுசாக இல்லை, புதுசாக இருக்கேன். ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் டெல்லிங் யூ ஆர் யூஸ்லெஸ், பட் சாஸ்திரா டெல்லிங் யூ ஆர் வண்டர்ஃபுல், யூ ஆர் கிரேட், யூ ஆர் த க்ரௌன் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிரியேஷன். சாஸ்திரம் சொன்ன உடனே இது புதுசாக இருக்கே, அதுதான் அபூர்வதா, யுனீக்னஸ், வாட் இஸ் நாட் நோன் ஆர் யுனீக். பை தட் யூ கேன் நோ தாத்பரிய. திஸ் இஸ் நான் எனக்கு தெரியாது, இதுதான் கரெக்ட் தாத்பரியம், அப்படியே யூ கேன் கிரேட் இட். லாஸ்ட் ஒன் ஃபலம். எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் நோன். ஃபலம் you don't want to learn anything, you don't want anything in this universe. Trupti is a satisfaction, completeness, purnatvam, phalam, ananda, trupti, ellave vandanam, that is phalam. No dissatisfaction, no atrupti at all, this is the phalam. Anandamo anandam, this is phalam. So wherever that phalam is said, that which gives ananda to me, that phalam, through that you can know the tatparya. Shastra tells, knowing Brahman is as good as known everything. If you know everything, are you happy or not? Happy. That is the phalam. So in the tatparyam of the Upanishad, theriyanumanna, in the six clues, thedinde irukkanum, paathinde irukkanum. நீங்கள் பார்க்க முடியாது, சாஸ்திரம் படித்த தெரிஞ்சுக்கலாம். த்ரூ தட் யூ கேன் கெட் தாத்பரியா. ஒன்ஸ் யூ நோ த தாத்பரியா, யூ கேன் அரைவ் அட் தட் ட்ரூத், அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி மகாவாக்கியம். ஸோ தட் ஈஸ் திஸ் ஹோல் ஹிஸ்டரி ஃபார் ஒன் வேர்ட், ஸ்ருதி பிரமாண ஏகமதேஹே. நவ் வை ஐ ஹாவ் டு டேக் ஸ்ருதி, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் ரீசன்ஸ். யூ ரிவைஸ் அட் ஹோம் அகெயின். ஓகே, next class onwards I will continue the slokas, further slokas. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.